It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
100.3 The Sound, Laughter 45 After, supported by our good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Old buddy Maz Jobrani's in town. Maz Jobrani for you in the Laughter.
It's cool to have kids. It's cool. One thing that having kids does, though, it reminds you of getting older. Reminds you of getting older, man. Like, are there any 20-year-olds here in their mid-20s or 20s? Yeah, 20s. Yeah. Yeah, she's such a cool 20-year-old. People clap. She's like this. Yo, yeah. That's right. I'm 20 player. That's right. That's how cool they are. They could do that. I look like an idiot. Hey, man. So, 20-year-olds. Do me a favor, 20-year-olds. After the show, just run into a wall. Yeah, full speed, run into a wall. Because you'll heal. You'll heal. That's amazing. You heal. Once you hit 30, you stop healing. Once you hit 30, you start collecting injuries. Oh, it's really sad. It's sad. Like you have stories for them too. Like I have an Achilles injury from 3 years ago. I got a calf injury from 2 years ago. I got a groin injury from last year. People go, oh, cool, you're groin. Was that during sex? No, it was during walking. I was just crossing the street. I was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ow! It's a dangerous sport. I must refrain from such activity. I broke my ankle this year. I've been playing soccer for over 30 years. First time ever broke my ankle. And it sucked because I always had this image that if I broke my ankle playing soccer, it would be something glorious, you know, like in the movies. You know what I'm saying? Like time would be running out. I'd do a bicycle kick, you know. You know, and then I would hear like the crack and go down, and then people would come over and pick me up, and they'd be like, you all right, Maz? I'd be like, did we win? They'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, Adrian, you know. Like Rocky, that's how you are in your head, but reality is nothing close to that. Reality is very pitiful. I was on a field with a bunch of other players, but none of them was within 20 feet of me. How do you break your leg when it's just you and the ball? I have no idea, but somehow I managed to do it. It was so bad. I mean, I got attacked by a ball. That's right, people. I was running. I was like, hey, I got it. I was like, oh, shit. And I went down and I heard the crack. I was like, this is not glamorous. And the problem is when you do something stupid like that and you're laying down on your back, you're very vulnerable. And the first person to come over and talk to you at all about anything, you're going to listen to. So the first person over was the Mexican referee. He came over, he looked at me, and he goes, it's not broken. And I was like, how do you know? He goes, it's not broken. And I'm thinking, wow, this guy's a genius. Has not even touched me. He knows it's not broken. And then he goes, wiggle your toes. And at that point, that might be the worst thing to do for a broken ankle. But since he's the only one talking, I was listening to him. You know, he could have been like, do the Macarena. I would have gotten up and be like, hey, Macarena, ayow. So he goes, wiggle your toes. So I wiggled my toes. He goes, see, it's not broken. I was like, you are a genius, sir. But I'm going to the hospital anyway. Just check it out. I got there. They go, it's broken. I'm like, I knew it.
Maz Jobrani on the Laughter at 45 After, playing the Comedy Store tomorrow through Saturday. Tell him you heard it in 100.3 The Sound. He knows us well. And we know him, too.